Chapter 6. That evening, a literal world away, Len sat, staring pensively into the fire Albegard had set up for them at the edge of the forest, near the camp of the Forsaken. Sensing Len's desire for solitude, he'd hauled out enough blankets to make a comfortable nest for both of them, and informed the others of their desire for privacy until the following morning. Here, surrounded by flowering vines and the twinkling illumination of sprites, the pressure around Len's chest eased. Beneath it, he could feel a sense of fragile yearning, a desire for some kind of healing of the invisible scar tissue that was his broken family life. That part of him had been so badly hurt for so long that he'd stopped paying attention to it out of self-preservation. Now it ached like a fresh wound. Calloused fingers tilted Len's chin until he was looking at his companion instead of the flickering flames. "You require distraction," Albegard observed. His thumb brushed Len's lip ring, sending a small surge of warmth along his nerves. "I recognize the signs." Len dredged up a smile and pressed a kiss to the pad of Albegard's thumb before speaking. "As much as I hate to say it, I'm not in a very good place for controlling things tonight, Princeling. I wish I were." One golden eyebrow quirked. "Then it is just as well that your slave has chosen this evening to rebel. Look at me, Arunshark." In truth, there were few things in the world that Len would rather look at. Falling into the Fae's eyes was no hardship. So he did, curious where Albegard was going with this. "Rebelling, huh?" he asked. "I see how it is. I let my guard down for one night, and suddenly it's an uprising." Albegard hummed agreement. "Without constant vigilance, one cannot expect one's captive to stay chained. It must be exhausting to maintain." "Oh, yes, totally," Len agreed, amused despite his earlier melancholy. "Sometimes it's all I can do to get out of bed in the morning." The Fae's secret half-smile matched his own. "Then perhaps you will allow me the liberty tonight. Doubtless if something I do displeases you, you will break my influence and inform me of the fact." "I suppose I can manage that," Len told him, still fighting a lopsided half-grin. "In that case, it would please me immensely if you focused only on my touch and let the rest of your cares fade away. You may take them up again later, but for now, they are distant and unimportant." Magic stroked the edges of Len's mind, smoothing its sharp corners. He breathed into the warm tide of serenity with heady relief, his lover's mental influence acting as a drug both kinder and more potent than any chemical compound found on Earth. Knowing he could break free if he needed, and also that he didn't want to break free, Len let go and allowed Albegard to take control. In the absence of any outside cares or concerns, and with the gentle command to experience every touch as though it were the center of his world, he let his worries float away and simply felt. Deft fingers undressed him, caressing bare skin as it was revealed. When they were both naked, Albegard pressed Len into the furs and kissed him as though he intended to continue for days. Len's heart would have been fine with that, more than fine. However, his body had other ideas. "Please," he begged against Albegard's lips, having grown so hard during the endless slide of lips that every tiny brush of his cock against the Fae's skin was like torture. Sweet, sweet torture. He didn't want it to stop, but he couldn't face another moment without more. This utter immersion in the here and now, in his body's reactions, and the firing of each individual nerve at the slightest stimulation. It was like nothing he'd ever experienced. "Please," he said again, staring into depthless green eyes when Albegard rolled up on an elbow to look down at him. "What do you desire, beloved?" he murmured. "Everything," Len whispered, overwhelmed. The light in Albegard's eyes was a little bit possessive, a little bit predatory. "Perhaps not in a single night," he said. "But we will see what can be done. Lie back, my heart. Feel all of this." Len drank in the sensations, like a man in the desert, stumbling across a spring-fed oasis. Fingertips stroking skin, the slide of oil against the sensitive flesh behind his balls. Albegard teased him open with inhuman patience, and it had been so long, since he'd let anyone inside like this. His muscles weren't under his control. Albegard had enforced Len's complete relaxation, along with his submission. In the absence of tension, everything was pleasure, even the burn and stretch of penetration. Fingers brushed his prostate again and again until his chest shuddered with every breath. Len had never been able to come from this before, not without a hand on his cock at the same time, but if Albegard didn't let up soon. Lips covered his again, smothering his unsteady gasps, and something inside him shook loose. His hips arched helplessly. His muscles pulsed and clenched around Albegard's fingers. A moan escaped his lips, but the Fae only swallowed it. Len's dick was still hard, leaking dribbles of pre-cum at the tip after the heady, internal orgasm. He wanted Albegard to touch him there, even though he knew it would be too much to take. "Please," he breathed into their shared air. "Oh, God." The fingers slid free of his body, to be replaced by something even better a few moments later. Len groaned as Albegard pressed in, stretching him to the limit even after all the prep work. When he eventually bottomed out, his body poised and trembling in the cradle of Len's hips, it was everything. "Move," Len begged. "Please, I need you to move now." Albegard moved. Braced on one hand in the furs next to Len's head, he grasped Len's aching erection with the other. The Fae teased him with slow strokes, in time with the roll of his hips, until Len was gasping and sobbing and coming with more intensity than he ever had in his life. He was only distantly aware of Albegard following him into release with a heartfelt groan, his weight pressing into Len for several moments, before he recovered enough to support himself above Len's body once more. The Fae withdrew with care, pressing a kiss to the corner of Len's jaw when he made a sleepy noise of protest at the loss. Magic tingled across Len's body, cleaning away the mess. "Rest now," Albegard said, arranging them so his chest pressed against Len's back. His arm curled protectively around Len's stomach. "I am with you. I will not leave you alone." Len's lungs emptied on a slow sigh, every last bit of tension draining from his body and mind. He slept, dreamless, and did not wake until morning. When his eyes blinked open, it was to find his companions still holding him, pressed against him from behind. Lips brushed the nape of his neck in the lightest of kisses, sending a pleasant shiver along his nerves. "Good morning," Len rasped. "Good morning," Albegard replied. Len stretched cautiously, wincing at the faint twinge that warned him he'd be feeling the effects of the previous evening for a little while yet. Albegard did not move from behind him. Skin slid against skin, warm and welcoming. "You know, I think last night was exactly what I needed," Len said. A wide yawn cracked his jaw, and he relaxed into the Fae's embrace once more. "Thank you for that. I'm glad," Albegard murmured into the peaceful pre-dawn. He paused for a moment before asking, "Have you determined whether or not you will meet with your mother for counseling?" Without much thought, The decision settled into place, grounding something that had been tilted permanently off-kilter until now. A fresh feeling of unaccustomed serenity settled over him, and he craned his head to meet knowing green eyes in the uncertain morning light. "Yeah," he said. "You know, I think I will." Fini.